Tosas on Daf Tzadites Amud Beis raises a question as to whether it's necessary for each individual to have their own Dalet Kosos, or is it enough for one person to be Mevarech on behalf of the other members of the family. But at the end, Tosas concludes that he thinks that one should be Machmer, that everyone should have their own Dalet Kosos. He's Medayik that way from the Gemara on Daf Kufches. Gemara is a Machlokes Tanoim, whether there's a Din of Chinuch by Dalet Kosos. The Tanakama seems to say there is a Din of Chinuch. And presumably that means that each one of the ketanim should have their own kos. That's the simple pshat in Tosis. That Tosis is docha, but simple pshat is that each one of the ketanim who have arrived at the age of chinuch need to have their own dalet kosos. And presumably as well, as the Tanakhama says, that those who are chayiv, both anoshim and noshim, they would need their own set of dalet kosos. So comes Tosis and adds one final nekuda. He says, now that we're going to be machmer to say that everyone needs their own dalet kosos, and even ketanim, be careful that the kosos that you give to the katan should not be kos pogam. It shouldn't be kos pogam because the din is tam o pogma when it comes to a koshal bracha. If you drink from the kos, it's pogam the kos. It loses its special status as a koshal shal bracha, and you have to get another kos for the koshal bracha to work. So Tosfos says that you're going to be machmir to require all the ketanim shehigil lechinuch to have dalet kosos, be careful that the kosos should not be pogam. So we were troubled yesterday, what's the havamina of Tosis? Tosis seems to imply that one would have had a havamina that maybe a kos pogam would work, not by gedolim, but maybe a kos pogam would work by ketanim. Kamash Malon, he says, no, but the reality is that it doesn't work, right? Reality is that you have to ensure that the kos of the katan is the same as the kos of the gadol. What's the havamina? What's the havamina of Tosis to assume that kos pogam should work by katan? Why should the din of katan be any different than gadol? L'chor midin chinuch, the katan has to perform the mitzvah, he has to be mekayim the mitzvah in exactly the same way as the gadol. So if the gadol can't have a kos pogam for his kosher bracha, the katan shouldn't be able to have a kos pogam for his kosher bracha either. So what's the havamina of Tosis? To answer this question, we have to take a step back. We have to figure out, is it really true that a katan has to fulfill a mitzvah in exactly the same way as a gadol? So we find an interesting machlokas harishonim regarding lulav, as to whether a katan can be yotze with a lulav shaul on the first day of Yom Tov, the Yom Tov of Sukkos. Can he be yotze with a borrowed lulav? The Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis quotes Rabbi Zeira's statement: Lo likni inish hoshana li yanuka biyama tovakama. My taima di yanuka mikna koni aknuye lo makni. Reb Zeira says that you should be careful not to be makne the Hoshana or the Lulav, any part of the Dalaminim, to a young child below Bar Mitzvah, to a Katan, on Yom Tov HaKava, on Yom Tov Rishon. We know the on Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, it's Lukachtam Lechem Bayom HaRishon, Lochem, the Lulav and Esrog have to belong to you. A Gadol is not Yotze on Yom Tov Rishon with a Lulav Shal. After Yom Tov Rishon, then he can be yotze with a lulav shol. Yom Tov Sheni is a shaila, but Chol Hamoed, he can be yotze with a lulav shol. But on Yom Tov Rishon, there's a din lachem. So comes Reb Zeira and says, so don't give your lulav to the child until you've been yotze yourself, because yenuka mikna kani, the child is able to be kone, but he can't be makne. He can be kone, but he can't be makne. This is a whole discussion exactly how that works. On a deraisa level, at first glance, a katan doesn't have any kinyanim, so how can he be konim in a Torah? So Rashi there says he's konim midrabanan, but as the Achronim explain, Rashi means he's konim midrabanan, but Chazal Institute, we assume that a kinyan drabanan works to achieve a chalos kinyan deraisa, even though the katan only has a maisa kinyan midrabanan, but it creates a chalos kinyan deraisa. That's one way to look at it. Others say that even if min haTorah the katan can't be konim, but where there's das acheres makne, if there's a gadol that has a das acheres, he has knowledge and he wants the katan to be kone. As long as the katan does a maisa kinyan, then that kinyan works on a deraisa level through the das acheres makne. The second approach assumes that the problem with the kinyan of katan is that he doesn't have das. As long as you have das of a gadol to supplant, to take the place of the das of the katan, then the katan can be kone in a Torah as well. But comes the Gemara and says, make sure that you've been yotzei before you give it to the katan, because the katan's able to be kone through your das, or through the fact that his kinyan drabanan works for a deraisa, but he can't be makne it back to you. He has no way to be maknid back to you. So if you weren't Yotze as of yet, then you'll only be Yotze with the Lulav Shaoli, and that doesn't work. So says the Gemara, be careful to be Yotze the Mitzvah first before you amakne the Lulav to the Katan. The Rosh writes there in Sukkah in Paragimel Simen Lamed, he says, if a Gadol has not been Yotze the Mitzvah as of yet, and he wants to give the lulav to another gadol, so what can he do? Of course, he can be makna the lulav to him and have the gadol be makna it back. But the Rosh entertains the possibility, maybe the gadol can give the lulav b'matana manas lahachsir. Maybe he should be able to give it b'matana manas lahachsir, give it to him as a present, al manas, on condition that he gives it back. And if he does that, then everything should be fine, because until the second individual gives it back to the first one, the matana was never complete anyway. The first one owns the item. It only turns out that the second one owned the item when he gives it back. So then the first one is insured that he'll get the Lulav and Esrog back. He'll be able to be Yotze on that day. So says the Rosh, if he gives it b'matan manas la'asli, you should just know that the second individual has to be makne it back to the first one, b'kinyan gomer, b'haknah gemura. It doesn't automatically go back. Now you would have said, why not? Matana manas lahachsir means a matana on condition that it goes back. The going back is the condition. Why should he have to be makna it back? Says the Rosh, I'll prove it to you. Because the Gemara tells us in Daf Mem Vav that you shouldn't give a lulav to a katan on Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag until you've been yotze yourself. Now if matana manas lahachsir works in such a way that automatically it reverts back to the person who gave it, so then what's the problem? Why can't you give the katan the lulav matana manas lahachsir? The katan is konen min haTorah, but he doesn't have to be makne back min haTorah. It automatically goes back to the first guy. Says the Rosh, clearly, what do you see from this Gemara? Matana manas lahachsir wouldn't work by katan. It's no better than a regular hakna, because even if you makne it amanas lahachsir, the reality is the katan has to be makne it b'hakna gemura back to the first person. Because the idea of matana manas lahachsir is not that it automatically goes back. No, there's a tanai that if you're not makna it back, then the kinyan was never chal to begin with. But you still have to be makna it back. So if you have to be makna it back, then we understand the Gemara. This Gemara, says the Rosh, is a raya that matana manas lahachsir is not an automatic return. It only goes back if there's a hakna'a gemura in return. Okay? That's the Rosh. So the Magen Avraham says, what do you see from this Rosh? From this Rosh you see that a katan can't be Yotze with the Lulav Shol on Yom Tov Rishon. It can't be Yotze if the Lulav is Shol. The only way to be Yotze is if you makne it b'hakna gemura. That's clear. And the Rosh's whole discussion, should Matana Manas Lahachsir work or not, that's all trying to figure out, can the katan get this hakna gemura? Can we make the Haknah Gemur in such a way that the Godel is not going to be affected? Right? But clearly the Rosh is of the opinion that a Lulav Shol doesn't work for a Godel on Yom Tov Rishon, and a Lulav Shol doesn't work for the Katan either. The Katan needs that Haknah. That's the Pashup Shat in the Sugya. That Aknuye Makni, right? Aknuye Mikna Kani, Aknuye Lo Makni. The katan can be kona. What's the Gemara saying? Aknuye makni. The answer is, the katan has to own it. Lakachtam lachem bayom arishon tells me that everyone has to own it. The gadol has to own it. The katan has to own it. So that's the whole discussion of the Rosh. Should we say matana manas lahachsir would work? Does it work automatically? Not work automatically? The whole pilpul revolves around this issue that we assume that the katan can't be yotze with the lulav shol on Yom Tov Rishon. This idea of the Rosh, of Rov Rishonim, stands in stark contrast to the sheet of the Ravon that the Mordechai quotes in Sukkah. Okay, the Mordechai, if you'll turn to page 2 in packet 12, Mordechai on that Gemara, on that Memvav, writes as follows, "Numai taima, yenuka mikna kani aknuye lo makni, ishtakach bekanafik belulav sheino shalom." Va'ayin perik is gambel, he says, "The cause of Ravon," says the Ravon like this, "Umiu, imu ochezim hatinok," if he's holding on to the lulav and esrog with the child, since it hasn't left the hands of the gadol completely, it's okay. The neki hadas Those who want to be very careful in mitzvahs, they would take the lulav and esrog themselves. By Yom HaRishon, it was shelohem. And then they'd put the lulav and esrog back, and the katan would take it from there. He wouldn't be kohen b'chlal. He'd just borrow it. And he'd be yotze. What's the Ravon saying? There are 2 points here. The first point of the Ravon is that maybe a solution to the problem is not actually to be maknir to the katan, but rather to hold the lulav and esrog with the katan. The katan's holding it, and you're holding it at the same time. So since it doesn't leave your hand, shaper dummy, he says. What does it mean, shaper dummy? Shaper dummy that the gadol has not lost possession of the lulav and esrog. So now even if the gadol hasn't been yotzei as of yet, he can be yotzei after the katan doesn't, because it still belongs to the gadol. But is this shaper dummy for the katan? Yeah, it's shaper dummy for the katan too, apparently. And that's the hemshach. The nakiya hadas would actually take the lulav and esrog, then put it down, and let the katan take it from there. Lulav Shal. Both points of the Ravon seem to go in the same direction. The Katan is being Yotze B'Lulav Shal. We just want to solve the problem for the Gadol. So there are 2 options. One is either to take the Lulav and Esrog and to hold it together with the Katan. So if it doesn't leave the hands of the Gadol completely, then he still owns the Lulav and Esrog. The other way is to say, let the Gadol just take the Lulav and Esrog first, and the Katan will borrow it afterwards. The Katan will be Yotze, and the Gadol will be Yotze, because the Gadol is Yotze with his Luv and Esrog. But according to both approaches, it seems like the Gadol is never relinquishing his ownership on the Luv and Esrog. And nevertheless, the Katan is being Yotze with the Luv Shal. Clearly, the Ravon is assuming not like the Rosh. The Ravon is assuming that a Katan can be Yotze even on Yom Tov Rishon, Belulav Shal. So what's the problem of the Gemara? Gemara says, don't be Makne, the lulav to the katan, you'll have a problem. Aknuye makni, aknuye koni, makni lo aknuye. He won't be able to be makni it back, but he'll be able to be kone. Just give it to him b'sheila, right? Why can't the gadol just lend it to the katan, let the katan take it, and then the gadol will take it back? The gadol never relinquishes his ownership anyway, so what's the issue? So what you have to say is that the Gemara is talking about a situation where you want to give it to the katan. In a chanami, you don't really have to. Sho'ol would have been enough. Right? The katan really doesn't need a haknah gemur. He can be yotze belulav sho'ol. Gemara is just saying, if you want to be maknit to the katan, do it in a way, right? Do it in a way that you've already been yotze. That's all the Gemara is saying. Gemara is just saying, if you want to be maknit to the katan, look, the katan's going to see that you're being maknit to all of the gedolim who are using it. So he might say, Abba, are you makne to me? So you don't want to embarrass the katan, so just make sure that you take the lulav and esrog first before you makne to him. Because if not, it's going to be a problem. But in a chanami, according to the Ravon, you don't have to be makne to him at all. Just lend it out to him, and he can be yotze b'lulav shal. Wow, this is quite a chiddush in the Gemara. Right? The Gemara seems to be saying, this is shreklich, it's terrible, because he has to own it, the katan has to own it. According to the Ravon, the katan doesn't have to own anything. It's just, if you want him to own it, make sure that you're yotze first before you give it to him. But does the katan have to own it? No, he can be yotze with the lulav shal. Okay, this is the machlokes, the Ravon and the Rosh. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, it's in Tov Reish Nun Ches, in Sifvav. Lo yitnenu biyom rishon lekatan kodem sheyetze bo, mibnei sheakatan kone veino makna lachem min ha-torah, venimtze shemachzir lo eino mluchse. The basic Gemara, a gadol shouldn't be makne his lulav to a katan b'yom tov rishon until he's been yotzi himself, because he's not going to get it back. Min ha-torah. V'yesh mi sha'omer shemigia la'onas ha-pa'utos mutter. Okay, leave this out. Some say once the katan has reached a certain age where he understands mekach ha-memker a little bit, maybe min ha-torah his hakna does work. Okay, we didn't see that shita. But adds the Shulchan Aruch, Vim tofesim atino, kevin shliyotzim miyado shaper dami. If he's holding on to the lulav with the child, since it doesn't leave his hand, then shaper dami, then it's okay. What's the Shulchan Aruch doing? At first he quotes the Rosh, then he quotes the Ravon. But what's he saying? How's the katan being yotzi? It doesn't seem like the Shulchan Aruch is focusing on the katan at all. Shulchan Aruch is trying to give an etza for a gadol. So he gives 2 different etzes. He says, either don't be makne to the katan until you've been yotzi yourself, or im tofes im matino get shaper dummy for the gadol. Gadol's okay. Gadol's okay. Comes the Mishnah Berurah and says, the bechol elu ha'etzos in Sif Kot Nechav Ches. Bechol Eilu Ha'etzos L'mahani Rak L'Gadol Shehiyah Yochol L'Achakak L'Otzeis Bo. These Eitzos are all for the Gadol. Aval HaKotan Lo Yotze B'Netila Kozeh. But the Kotan is not Yotze with this Netila. Deha Eino Shalom V'lo Mikri Lachem V'lo Kiyim Bo'ovim Mitzvah Schinach. It's not Shalom. If it's not Shalom, he's not Yotze Lachem, and his father's not going to be Yotze the Mitzvah Schinach. That's the rush. That the katan can't be yotze with the lulav shol beyam tefrishin. V'yesh me'achronim shesovim de mitzvah schinuch miskayim gam b'shol. Do gam b'zeh mischanech ha-ben le-mitzvah v'chimash me'b'morach ha-b'shem Ravon. The Mishnah Berurah says, but there is a Ravon who says it's mashma that shapir domi even for the katan. That it works even for the katan. A katan can be yotze beyam tefrishin with the lulav shol. The mainstream is to say that these eitzes work for the gadol to ensure that he has ownership of the lulav and esek b'yam tefrisha. But then he quotes some achronim, some poskim hold that maybe it works even for the katan. Even though the katan is only going to have a lulav shol, not a problem. Katan can be yotze, the mitzvah chinuch, even with a lulav shol. As the Shaar Tzion expands a little bit more, the Ravon holds that the mitzvah of chinuch is only on the etzem ha-mitzvah, not on the pirtei ha-mitzvah. Only on the etzem ha-mitzvah, not the details of the mitzvah. So even though there is a detail of shol, right, it has to be lochem for the gadol, but that's not the etzem ha-mitzvah. The etzem ha-mitzvah is to take a lulav and esrog. Right? He's got to take a lulav and esrog. Right? No one's debating whether, you know, you can give the katan the pillow type of lulav and esrog. That's not, you know, the things that they give to preschool children. That's not a lulav and esrog. You know, you can give him a box of candy also for the same money. It's not not for the same money, but you can give him a box of candy. But he's not going to be yotze the mitzvah of lulav and esrog that way, the mitzvah of chinuch. But some say a lulav shol is okay because the etzem mitzvah is to pick up the lulav and esrog. It's shol. Okay, so for a technical reason, the goal is not going to be yotze. But the reality is that he picked up a lulav and esrog. So the Ravon says that's enough to be mekayim the mitzvah of chinuch. Okay, so we have two shittas in the Rishonim. Can a katan be yotze the mitzvah of daliminim on yotzev rishon, yotze the mitzvah of chinuch, with a lulav shol or not? Now this seems to be a machlokas as to whether the katan actually has to be yotze the mitzvah. Right? Is it necessary for the katan to be yotze the mitzvah? What is that dependent on? Shouldn't everyone say that midin chinuch the katan has to be yotze the mitzvah? So the Chora, this machlokas, the Ravon and the Rosh, whether a katan has to be yotze the mitzvah, this is dependent on the age-old question as to the nature of the mitzvah of chinuch itself. What is chinuch? Obviously, the purpose of chinuch is to train the child in mitzvahs, that when they become bar mitzvah, they'll be able to do the mitzvahs properly. Pasuk says, chanoch lanar al pidarko, that's clearly a mitzvah the Rabbanan, it's a pasuk in Nach. So Chazal have a chiyuv that a father, a parent, maybe even a mother, Shashayla, whether the mitzvah of chinuch applies to the mother as well. Obviously, a mother is supposed to train a child, but the technical mitzvah of chinuch might only apply to the father. So this mitzvah is a mitzvah on the father to train the child. The question is, whose mitzvah is it? Is it only a mitzvah on the father? Chinuch is a mitzvah on the father to be margil the child b'mitzvahs? That's all it is? Or should we say, midrabbonon, midin chinuch, Chazal made the katan into a mechuyav b'davar? Obviously, the father has to be margil him. It's the father's responsibility to train him. But does the katan become a mechuyav b'davar, midrabbonon? Or do we say, no? The father's the mechuyav b'davar. The father's mechuyav to be mechanech his child. The katan is a cheftza of the mitzvah of the father. What is it? So if you look at Rashi and Sukkah on Daf Beis Amid Beis, in the sugya of Hilni Hamalka that we're going to get to, Rashi says Shehizkiko lahargilas akotan lemitzvah shuroyla kadei sheichunuch mechunuch uverogil lemitzvus. What's the mitzvah of Chanoch Lanar al Pidarko? Hizkiko lahargil es akotan. The father, Hizkiko, the chachamim were mazkik. They were mechayiv the father to be margil the child, so that he'll be mechunuch for regular mitzvahs. The impression you get from Rashi, right, is that what? that the katan is not really a mechuyev bedavi. He doesn't say the katan is chayev. It says midirabbanan. In the Gemara, it says there's a chiyev midirabbanan. Who's chiyev midirabbanan? So Rashi explains a chiyev on the father. The impression you get from Rashi is that the katan is not a mechuyev bedavi. It's just the father who's a mechuyev bedavi. But not everyone agrees. There are some Rishonim that seem to claim that based on the concept of chinuch, the katan becomes a mechuyev bedavi. Where is this? So there's a famous sugya in Masechta Megillah where we find this machlokas harishon. The Mishnah in Megillah on the Yotessa Mebeis is talking about who is kosher to read the Megillah. The Mishnah says, "Akol ksherim likras es haMegillah chutz mecher shodav katan." Rabbi Yehuda Machshe v'katan. The Tanakhama says that everyone is kosher to read the Megillah except for cher shodav katan. Rabbi Yehuda is Machshe v'katan. So the Rishonim are all troubled. What katan are we talking about? If we're talking about a katan shehigia lechinuch, so why does the Tanakhama say that a katan can't be motzi everyone? The rule is that who can be motzi a sarab midei chavasan if the chiyuvim are the same? If the chiyuvim are both midrabanan, then one can be motzi the other. If they're both daraisa, then one can be motzi the other. If one is midrabanan and the other is daraisa, then they can't be motzi each other because they're not on the same level. So even if you'll tell me that a katan can't be motzi a godol in the mitzvah of kiddush daraisa, right? That's because the katan is mechuyev midrabanan and the godol is mechuyev min haTorah. But mikra megillah is a mitzvah derabanan. If mikra megillah is a mitzvah derabanan, what's the problem? The godol has a chiyev midrabanan, the katan has a chiyev midrabanan. So what could be the problem? Let the katan be motzi the godol. That's the kasha that they all have on the Tanakhama of the Mishnah. So Tosus here, Al-Asar, and Daf Yotessa Mebeis, Tosus answers, it is true that the katan is mechuyev midrabanan, but a katan is still less than the gadol. You know why? A katan is what we call a trei derabanan. The mitzvah in question is a chiyev midrabanan, and chinuch in general is a status that puts on the katan a chiyev midrabanan. So a katan is mechuyev midrabanan in all mitzvahs midin chinuch. A gadol does have a chiyuv daraisa. He's a bar chiyuva min haTorah in certain things. In Megillah, he only has a chiyuv midrabban. But the katan is only a bar chiyuva midrabbanan in anything. So we treat the katan as a trade rabbanan. Intrinsically, he's mechuyuv midrabbanan. And for this mitzvah, it's only midrabbanan. So he's viewed as a trade rabbanan, but the gadol is viewed as a chad rabbanan. Because it's only this mitzvah that the gadol has a chiyuv midrabbanan. And the rule is a trade rabbanan cannot be motzi a chad rabbanan. That's why the Tanakhama says, even if the katan is higia l'chinuch, and he is a mechuyev bedavar, since he's a trade rabbanan and the gadol is a chad rabbanan, he can't be motzi. That's Tosus. Tosus clearly assumes that the katan is a mechuyev bedavar. Katan shehigia l'chinuch is mechuyev midrabbanan. But he's a trade rabbanan in Mikra Megillah, and that's why he can't be motzi a gadol. Comes the Ran in Masechta Megillah, and he quotes the Ramban, who disagrees. The Ramban is actually found in the Milchamas Hashem in Brochus and Daf Yud Beis and Aleph in the Rif. But it's right here in Megillah. The Ramban says, the Ramban zal tirates the Rabbanon svira lehu she'eno bedin she'akotan ava b'shigir lechinach yotzi hagdolim yidei chavasan mishom de lav mitzvah didei ela da'avuha de'ihu lo mechayev v'mitzvah kol ikar. Underline those words, mamash. Ah! A brisker Ramban. This is a vort. Ramban says, you know why he can't be motzi gedolim? You think, oh, he's mechuyev midrabanan, right? So everyone's mechuyev bedavra, and it's rabanan for everyone, for the katan and for the gadol. Comes Ramban and says, no, the katan can't be motzi the gadol because he's not mechuyev bedavra bichlal. His father's the mechuyev bedavra. His father's mechuyev to be margal him lemitzvahs, to train him properly. But he's not a mechuyev bedavar b'chlal, not min haTorah and not midrabanan. So if he's not a mechuyev bedavar b'chlal, obviously he can't be motzi a sarab midei chavasan. It's pashut. Tosfos had to stand on their heads and say, no, there's a trade rabbanan can't be motzi a chad rabbanan, because Tosfos thought he is a mechuyev bedavar. The katan is a mechuyev bedavar. The Ramban says the whole question doesn't begin, because you think the katan is taka mechuyev bedavar, so maybe his chiyuv is the same level as the gadol. The answer is he's not a mechuyev bedavar b'chlal. Chinuch doesn't make him mechuyev bedavar. It makes his father mechuyev bedavar to train him. So because the katan is not a mechuyev bedavar, so therefore he can't be motzi gedol. So it would seem as though the Ravon who says that a kodan can be yotzei even with a lulav shawl, who's the Ravon going like? Simple pshat is that the Ravon is going like Rashi and the Ramban. The Ravon is assuming that the kodan is not a mechuyav bedaver b'chlal, it's the father who's mechuyav bedaver. So if the kodan is not a mechuyav bedaver, so then efsher men kenzogin, maybe you could say that the whole idea is the father has to train the child in a way that he's going to do the mitzvah when he becomes a god. So as long as it approximates the mitzvah, even if the pirtei mitzvah have not been fulfilled completely, that's enough of a maisa mitzvah that trains the child properly. The Rosh argues, the Rosh goes like Tosfos. The Rosh assumes the katan is a mechuyav bedaver based on chinuch. So if the katan is a mechuyav bedaver based on chinuch, he's got to be yotzei the mitzvah just like a gadol. He can't use a lulav shol. He has to have a kiyum mitzvah just like a gadol. But the Ravon says, no, maybe the Ramban is right. Maybe the Ramban is right that the katan, even b'din chinuch, is not a mechuyav bedaver. So if he's not a mechuyav bedaver, so then why shouldn't the lulav shol work? The etzem amitzvah is really the same. He's picking up the dalet minim. It's just okay. For a technical reason, he's not going to be yotze. But the heftza shel mitzvah is the same. The haraya chol amoid, he can be yotze the mitzvah with this lulav and esrog. It's a heftza shel mitzvah. It's just right now, there's a din, lochem, that you're not going to be yotze with a lulav shol. But maybe for chinuch, that's enough. Because the katan's not a mechuyav bedaver. He doesn't have to be yotze the mitzvah. The father has to train him. So maybe it's enough that the heftza shel mitzvah is such a chefza to be able to be mekayim the mitzvah, at least at some point in time, that's enough for the father to train the child properly in the mitzvah. So it could be that maybe this is the pshat in Tosfos. Right? Once we find that the Ravon holds that you can be yotzei the mitzvah of chinuch, even if the child is not actually mekayim the mitzvah. So we have a havamina. Right? Again, Tosfos says that really, everyone should have the alek kosos, even the ketanim, and make sure that the kos is not a kos pogam. So we ask, well, what's the havamina? I mean, of course the kos can't be a kos pogam. The answer is, according to the Ravon, you can be yotzei chinuch with a lulav shol. So if you can be yotzei with a lulav shol, you would think that maybe you could be yotzei with a kos pogam as well. Right? Tosa says, look, you might think that the Ravon is correct. You might think that maybe for chinuch you don't need that the katan should be owed to the mitzvah. Kamash Malan says, Tosis, that's not true. Tosis paskins like the Rosh. Tosis says that the katan has to be mekayim the mitzvah, behechsher, kamo gadol. It has to be the same as a gadol. The katan's a mechuyav bedaver. So maybe that's what Tosis is saying. The havamina is, maybe midin chinuch, the katan is not a mechuyav bedaver. Kamash Malan, he is a mechuyav bedaver. The havamina is, maybe the Ravon is right, that you can be yotze the din of chinuch even if the katan is not actually yotze the mitzvah, like by lulav shal. Kamash Malan, the Rosh is right. Right? That the katan actually has to be yotze the mitzvah. So that's the point of Tosfos, that havamina, that kos pogam is enough because the katan doesn't have to be yotze the mitzvah, like the Ravon. Kamash Malan, like the Rosh, that he does have to be yotze the mitzvah. That's the shaklevetaya, perhaps, in Tosfos. That's what you would think at first glance. The problem is that even the Ravon admits to the Rosh in certain circumstances. What do I mean? Ravon doesn't say that you can always be yotzei the mitzvah of chinuch, even if the katan is not yotzei the mitzvah. No, there are exceptions to the rule even for the Ravon. The Ravon only made a statement by lulav shal. But there might be other circumstances where even the Ravon would say that you can't be yotzei. Can you think of an example? Can you think of an example in Shas where it seems that the Gemara is positing that you can't be yotzei the din of chinuch if your child is doing a mitzvah in a way that he wouldn't be yotzei? Can you think of a case? Binyamin Smith.
Birchas Hamazon for your father.
Birchas Hamazon for a father. Okay, I don't want to focus on that case. Pick a case that we had in the Maram Kamas. Sukkah shehi lamala me'eser mama. What do you think? Let's say the katan sits in a sukkah that's 50 amas tall. What's the din? Rabbi Yehuda holds that even if a sukkah is taller than 20 amas, you can still be yotzei, but the Chachamim argue. Chachamim say that the sukkah has to be less than 20 amas, or it has to be 20 and below. Why? Different reasons in the Gemara, right? The one, probably the one most famous, is the Lo Sholta Be'ena, that if it's above 20 amas, you're not going to be able to see the schach. You don't feel like you're sitting in the tzeil of the sukkah. You can't see the schach. Just like by Chanukah, you can't light the Ner Chanukah above 20 amas because lo shalta be'ena, so there's no pirsum enisa. Right, the connection between sukkah and Chanukah. So the Gemara in Sukkah quotes a brisa that Rabbi Yehuda brought a raya to himself. Gemara on Daf Beis Amud Beis. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Maisa behilni amalka belutshay se sukkasa gva me'esim ama v'hayu zakenim nechnasim v'yotzim l'sham v'lo omer l'davar." Rabbi Yehuda says, "I'll bring you a raya that even if it's gva l'mala me'esim ama, it's 40 amas, 50 amas, you could still be yotze. Why? Because hilni hamalka, hilni the queen, sat in Lud, in a sukkah that was taller than 20 amas, and the Zakenim were coming to visit her on sukkahs, to be mechabed her, and they didn't say anything." So Gemara says, "Amru lo misham raya isha isu p'tur min asukkah." What's the shayla? She's p'tur min asukkah, right? It's mitzah say shazman groma. So the Gemara says, not so fast. "Amru lahen valo shiva bonim avula." She had seven children, seven sons, right? And the Gemara explains, "Kitom rabbanim ketanim." Maybe you'll tell me, but they were ketanim, they weren't gedolim. But it's impossible that one of them wouldn't be chayiv in chinuch, that they didn't reach the age of chinuch. And nevertheless, the chachamim said nothing. So you see that I'm right, Rabbi Yehuda says. You see that even a sukkah l'mala me'esimama is ksheira. That's Rabbi Yehuda's right. It's Rabbi Yehuda's right. Comes the Ritva and says, "What do you see from this Gemara? You see from this Gemara that when you're mechanech a child, you have to be mechanechim behechsher gomer kamo godol. You have to be mechanechim with a chefza shal mitzvah that's kosher like the godol's mitzvah. Mehosh aminon zok the Ritva, the koton shemechanechin also be mitzvahs lasos lo mitzvah behechsher gomer kagodol." Because Rabbi Yehuda brings a raya from the sukkah of Hilni that it's impossible she didn't have a child that was yigiyah l'chinuch, and the Chacham said nothing. If you don't need Hechsher Gomer, the answer is simple. The Chacham said nothing, because so what? They're sitting in the sukkah. They're sitting in a sukkah. They're not sitting in a house. So why is that not good enough? Apparently it's not good enough. Apparently the katan has to be yotze the mitzvah in order for the mother to be mekayim the din of chinuch. That's the Ritva's raya from the Gemara. It's not just the Ritva. Choritz a davar pasha like that. The Ritva is just pointing out what's obvious from the Gemara. So the problem is, how is the Ravon going to interpret the Gemara in Sukkah? The Ravon has to give some kind of an answer. The Ravon can't be against the Gemara in Sukkah. The Ravon reinterpreted the Gemara in Daf Mem Vav. Ravon says you can be yotze, the katan can be yotze belul of shal. The Gemara says no, you should first be yotze before you give it to him. That's only if you want to be makdab. If you don't want to be makdab, everything is fine, he'll be yotze belul of shal. He reinterpreted that Gemara. But he's got to work on the Gemara and Daf Beis. The Gemara and Daf Beis seems to say beferish that if a gadol can't be yotze by sitting in a sukkah that's taller than 20 amas, a katan can't be yotze b'din chinuch either. The Ravon says a katan can be yotze midin chinuch, the father can be yotzei the mitzvah of chinuch, even if the katan is not actually mekayim the mitzvah. So how's the Ravon going to interpret the Gemara of Beis and Beis? Rav Zsolti in his Sefer Mishnas Yavitz and Simon Ayin and some other achronim, they want to suggest that maybe the Ravon will admit in certain cases that a katan cannot be mekayim the mitzvah without hechsher gadol. What is that case? Maybe even the Ravon admits that if the psul is in the guf hachefza, the psul is in the guf chefza shel mitzvah, then everyone would say that the father is not going to be mekayim the mitzvah of chinuch. The Ravon only said that if the psul is in the kiyum hamitzvah, the psul is not in the guf hachefza shel mitzvah, it's in the kiyum hamitzvah, so that's extraneous, it's not fundamental, it's not a problem. You can be margil the katan properly, because he's taking a full chefza shal mitzvah. There's no psul in the chefza shal mitzvah. So you're being margil him properly to do the mitzvah as a gadol, and that's enough for chinuch. So shol is not a problem, because the psul is extraneous to the chefza shal mitzvah. The psul is in the kima mitzvah. But the Ravon would admit that if the sukkah is taller than 20 amas, so that's a psul in the chefza shal mitzvah itself. That's similar to, let's say you give a lulav to the katan, that's nechlaka hatiyomes, let's say the top is split. Niktam Rosho, right? If the top of the lulav is split. Right? If something, if there's a psul in the cheftza, right? If there are black spots on the esrig, there's a psul in the cheftza, so the Ravon would admit in such case that you're not going to be a kind of din of chinuch. Because whenever there's a psul in the cheftza, you're not margil the child properly in the mitzvah. To be margil the child properly, the child has to do the ma'is mitzvah. He has to go through the motions and understand that these are the motions that he has to do. He doesn't have to be told this lulav is shol, it's not shol. That's extraneous to the cheftza. But if there's some pagam in the cheftza shal mitzvah itself, the Ravon would say, avada, you're not going to be yotzei chinuch. Even if the katan is not a mechuyev bedavar. Even if the only mechuyev bedavar is the father has to be margil's child, but he's not being margil him properly if the psul is in the guf ha-cheftza shal mitzvah. Because then the son is going to learn, the child is going to learn to take a lulav that has the psul in the cheftza shal mitzvah. That's how Rav Zsolti wants to explain the Ravon. So the problem is, if that's pshat in the Ravon, then we don't understand Tosfos. Again, we're trying to get pshat in Tosfos on Tzadik Tes Amid Beis. Tosfos says that since everyone needs dalek kosos, and even the ketanim, make sure that the kos is not pogam. So we ask, what's the havamina? The havamina is that it can be kos pogam. Commercially, it can't be kos pogam. So we said, oh, I'll tell you what the havamina is. The havamina is like the Ravon. Havamina is the ketan is not a mechuyev adavra. Chinuch is just being margal in b'mitzvah, so kos pogam is enough. Kamashma, it's like lulav shol. Kos pogam is enough. Kamashma la, no. The rush is right. The cotton's a mechuyev bedavar. You need the full hechsher gomer, just like a gadol. Yeah, but the problem is that even the Ravon admits that if the psul is a psul in the guf hachefza, avada, it doesn't work for chinuch. Even the Ravon says that if the psul is in the guf hachefza, then you can't be mechanech a child like that. If the sukkah is taller than 20 amas, if the lulav is nikdam rosho, if it's nechleka hatiomet, if there's a psul in the cheftza, even the Ravon would say that doesn't work for chinuch. Only lulav shol works, because shol is a halachic psul that's extraneous to the cheftza. But if the psul is in the cheftza, even the Ravon would say that doesn't work. Kos pogam is a psul in the cheftza. Cheft of the coast. The coast is a coast pogum. It was tasted. The coast was a coast pogum. It was tasted. It's not extraneous to the cheftza. Someone took a drink out of the coast. Okay, you may not have been there when someone took a drink out of the coast, but there's a psul in the cheftza. This wine is posel. This wine is posel for the mitzvah. There's some kind of a psul in the cheftza. So even the Ravon would say that coast pogum doesn't work for chinuch. So what's the havin of Tosfos? What I think that kos pogam should work for chinuch, kamashmal, and not everyone would say kos pogam doesn't work for chinuch because there's a psul in the guf hachefza. What's the answer? So I think maybe the answer is that the kasha that we asked on the Ravon from Sukkah can be answered differently. We asked the kasha on the Ravon. The Ravon holds that the katan doesn't have to do the mitzvah in a way that he's actually mekayim the mitzvah. It just has to approximate the mitzvah, right? Lulav shol is okay. So we asked from Hilni Amalka, the sukkah is taller than 20 amas, it sounds like you can't be yotze midin chinuch by putting him in the sukkah that's taller than 20 amas. The Ravon says it's not necessary. You just have to give him a mitzvah that sort of approximates the din. But he doesn't actually have to be mekayim the mitzvah. And yet we see that if it's taller than 20 amas, you can't be yotze. So what's the chiluk? So we suggested a chilik between psul and the guf hachefza as opposed to a psul and the kiyam mitzvah. Efshim and Kenzogim, maybe we can say a different chilik. Maybe the chilik is not between psul and the guf hachefza and the kiyam mitzvah. Even within psul and the guf hachefza, the Ravon would be willing to say that you can be mekayim the mitzvah of chinuch. The Ravon holds that you can be mekayim the mitzvah of chinuch whether there's only a psul and the kiyam mitzvah. Or there's a psul in the guf hachefza. It's still fine because you're being margil the child for the mitzvah. When is the only time that the Ravon says that you can't be mekayim the mitzvah of chinuch when there's a psul in the guf hachefza? When? One word. When? If the psul is what?
Nikar.
Nikar, exactly, Morty. The Ravon says, what's the problem with the sukkah that's taller than 20 amos? It's Nikar that there's a psul. You see, the sukkah is taller than 20 amos. Let's say you have a lulav that's Nikdam Rosha. Right? Nechleka Tiyomis. The Ravon would say, Avada, that doesn't work. That's not just a psul in the Chefza, that's a psul in the Chefza, that's Nikar. That's Nikar. If the psul is Nikar, so then Avada, you're not going to be able to be Yotze Yodin of Chinuch by giving that to the Katan. Why? Because the Katan is not going to be Misragel Lemitzu properly. He sees that it's Nikdam Rosho. He sees that the Tiyomis is split. He saw you searching for the Dalet Minim, and you're constantly looking at all the bumps and the dots and the this and the that. You look at the lulav. You separate the lulav. You know, you separate the lulav. He's saying, "What time? You know, Abba, what are you doing? Oh, you got to make sure that the Tiyomis isn't split." So then he's going to take look at his lulav and look at my Tiyomis is split, but Tati gave me this sulav. There's going to be confusion here, right? He sees the psul and the guf achefta. It's nikar. If the psul and the guf achefta is nikar, so then even the Ravon would say, Avada, you can't be Yotze Mitzvah Chinuch with that Chefza. That's the Chilek. The Chilek is not just between Psul and the Gufa Chefza and Kiyum Mitzvah. No, the Ravon would say that Yutaka can be Yotze the Mitzvah Chinuch even if the Psul is in the Gufa Chefza. The only time that you can't be Yotze the Mitzvah Chinuch is if the Psul and the Gufa Chefza is Nikar. If it's Nikar, so then you're not going to be Margal him properly. So even though he's not mechuyev bedavar in the mitzvah, it's just a chiyuv on the father to be margal the child, but he's not going to be nisragel properly, and if he's not nisragel properly, so then you're not going to be mekayim the mitzvah of chinuch. So if this is the pshat in the Ravon, then we can have a bir in Tosus. Now we can arrive at the bir in Tosus. What did Tosus say again? Tosus says that if you're going to have dalek kosos for everyone at the seder, even for the ketanim, which is appropriate, make sure that the kosos is not pogam. So we said, look, from Tosis it's mashma, there is some kind of havamina that the kos could be pogum. Right? There is some kind of a havamina that maybe the kos should be able to be pogum. Kamashmala, no. What's the havamina? We said, what's the havamina? If the psul is the psul in the guf achefza, even the Ravon would say that that's possible for chinuch. So what's the havamina to say that it should be kosher? The answer is, kos pogum might be a psul in the chefza, but it's not nikr. It's not nikr that there's a psul in the chefza. It's not a physical psul. Okay, so someone drank from the wine. But the reality is, when you have this kos, you can't see that someone drank from the wine. It's not like lulav shenikdam rosho. It's not like a sukkah that's taller than 20 amas. That's nikar to the katan when he actually takes the lulav. When he sits in the sukkah, it's nikar to the katan that there's something different than the regular sukkah, than the regular lulav. By kos pogam, kos pogam looks exactly the same as any other kos. Someone drank from it. When you present it to the katan, it looks exactly the same as any other kos. So if it looks exactly the same, then according to the Ravon, Yutaka can be yotze the din of chinuch. So Tosis is saying, Tosis is saying that when you give the dalek kosos to the katan, make sure that the kos is not pogam. You'd have a havamina, what's the big deal? Even if the kos is pogam, it's not a problem. Because the Ravon says that if the psul is not nikar in the guf achefta, it's not a problem. He can still be out to the mitzvah chinuch. Comes Tosfos, kamashmal on Tosfos. He says, forget the Ravon. I go like the Rosh. The katan has to be out to the mitzvah kedasu kedin. We need a kiyum mitzvah over here. The katan's a mechuyev bedavar. The katan's a mechuyev bedavar. Avada. The kos can't be pogam. Doesn't matter that the psul in the guf achefta isn't nikar. Any psul is a problem, says Tosfos. But the havamina to say that maybe kos pogam should be okay. The havamina was that even though the Ravon agrees in certain circumstances that a psul in the chefza might be a problem, but if the psul isn't nikar, then it's not a problem. If the psul in the guf achefza is not nikar, it's not a problem. So Tosfos says, don't be confused. We're not like the Ravon. Right? Even though the psul of kos pogam is not nikar, nevertheless, it's a problem because we paskin like the Rosh, says Tosis. I paskin that chinuch means the katan's a mechuyev bedavar. A mechuyev bedavar midrabanan. So if he's mechuyev midrabanan, then the gadol has to ensure that the katan actually is mekayim the mitzvah. So then he has to have a chefza shel mitzvah, behechsher gomor kemo gadol. Okay, this could be the shakla of Italian Tosfos, the havamina that maybe kos pogam should work, and the maskona that Tosfos gives that Kos Pogam is not going to work for the Katan. Question, Jacob.
Can we just pedal back for a second to our second shot, maybe with the Ravan saying when he says it's about being Nikar. So in the case of the tall sukkah, he would say what? Meaning he would agree that that would be Nikar, so it would be a problem?
Yes. You would have to say that because the Gemara on the Bezen sukkah is assuming that if the sukkah is taller than 20 amas, then you cannot be Yotze the Mitzvah Chinuch with that sukkah. So according to this pshat, you'd have to say that it's Nikar. Sneaker once it's above 20 amas, so though he sees this is taller than any other sukkah that my family sits in.
I thought we're using a proof for Rabbi Yehuda to say that it's a fine sukkah.
Yes, but the mashmos is that according to the Chachamim who argue, the reason Rabbi Yehuda quotes this as a raya is because according to the Chachamim who argue, it would be a sukkah psula for chinuch. Why is it a sukkah psula for chinuch? It's still a sukkah. The answer is no, there's a psula in the guf hachetza, and the psula in the guf hachetza is nikar. So if it's a psula in the guf hachetza that's nikar, then that would be possible for chinuch. Rabbi Yehuda says, of course, you can be mechanich in this because I hold it's a sukkah kshera. The Chacham holds it's a sukkah psula, but not only do they hold it's a sukkah psula, but the psul that's in the guf hachetza is nikar, so that's why it's going to be possible for chinuch. Okay? Yes, Benjamin.
Do we think the Shari Tzion is like the Ravan, that his differentiation between Esim and Prata is rooted in the fact that the mitzvah is on the father? Or do we think he has his own independent Sfarah for that?
I don't know. He doesn't say the fancy lumdus that we're saying. It's clear that the Shari Tzion is explaining the sheet of the Ravan, because that's what he's going on. But if he's not saying the Sfarah that we suggested, then he's not really finishing the job. Yes, it is true. The Ravan assumes that chinuch only applies to the etzem mitzvah and not to the pirtei mitzvah. But if you assume chinuch means that the katan's mechuyah b'davar and he has to be mekayim the mitzvah, so then the question remains, why? Why should I split between those two? So our beer just helps it so much. If you assume the Ravon is like the Rashi and the Ramban, that chinuch doesn't make the katan into mechuyah b'davar, so then everything fits in beautifully. Basically, what the Shari Tzion is doing is he's describing the Ravon. He's not explaining the Ravon, he's describing him. He's describing the fact that the Ravon holds that chinuch only applies to the etzma mitzvah, not to the pirtei mitzvah. Right? It's clear, that's what the Ramban is saying. That's what the Ravon is saying. Because shol is not an issue. But the question is, why is that true? So I'm not sure that the Mishnah Berurah is following through. I think based on our beer, we have a follow-through, we have an explanation for why the Ravon would care only about the etzma mitzvah and not about the pirtei mitzvah.